Talks. W-N-O-A.
Welcome back to the Ed and Bob Show. Call the show now, 865-243-TALK. That's 865-243-8255, pound 100, a free call for U.S. Cellular customers. And now, here are your hosts, Ed Brantley and Bob Thomas.
Good morning, everyone. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is WNOX 100.3 in Knoxville, and we're glad that you're with us. This guy over here is Bob Thomas.
Hey, I'm here.
My name is Ed Brantley. Shine's working the controls this morning, and Mike Howard is broadcasting live starting this hour at the Boys and Girls Club book sale, which is down at Ed Financial Center down on Kingston Pike, and it goes through this weekend. We'll be talking to him live here in a few minutes about that. So we welcome you into part four this morning, and you want anything to do before we get to our guest, Bob?
Well, no, I just want everybody to realize that this is part of your birthday celebration this weekend. It's Ed's birthday. And so we've got our special guest in here. Ed's going to be with us. Your special guest here is to kind of present This Is Your Life for Ed. It only take a few minutes.
Can we? Yeah.
don't miss it.
Yeah, there's a lot of years to leave out of that thing, that's for sure. Well, thank you for that great intro.
So we'll have birthday cake and Jack Daniels and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to keep Jack in Tennessee. We had... I met Dr. Ed Jones a few years ago, I guess. He called me, he says, hey, we're related. And I said, oh, yeah? And, you know, I get sometimes you get some of that and say, you know, sometimes guys call and say, what are you going to do about my wife? Oh, yeah, you know, and all this. But anyway, Dr. Ed Jones is a pretty remarkable guy. He found out he has a nuclear scientist and decided he didn't like being in that industry. So he went back to school and became a doctor of medicine and got that degree, and now we're here to talk to him about neither of those things. We're here to talk to him about genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed, welcome aboard.
Well, I'm glad you had me back, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. My birthday is actually Sunday, but I appreciate that very much, because when you have a birthday on the weekend, you know, when I was 30 years old, and I'll tell this story, and I used to celebrate for however many hours you are. So when I was 30, I had to celebrate for 30 continuous hours, right?
Right.
Now, there's no way I could do that today, of course.
Celebrate for a week now.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way it is in my family now. You celebrate for a whole week, buddy. You know, you spread it out.
Just lay it on there.
You know.
Well, anyway, Ed says we're related, and he went back and looked at our ancestors, and I want to tell you what this guy did for me. He built a Brantley family tree that's just outstanding. I mean, it goes all the way back to the 1600s, where you found my ancestors in Europe, told me what ship they were on when they came to America, where they landed in Virginia.
Isle of Wight, Virginia.
In the Tidewater area. Left there after working a servanthood, I guess, to pay for the passage. Went down to North Carolina. From North Carolina came west to Union County, Tennessee.
And that's how we're connected through that particular Brantley.
Through the Weavers, through that part that came to East Tennessee, right?
Yeah, we're fourth cousins through that branch. Since the last time I've been here, I found out from a recent trip to Salt Lake City, we're connected through the Hill line, and we're fifth cousins through that line. And I've got them back to the 1400s.
Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Now, when I said Europe, it's actually England that the Brantleys came from. Now, Bob, you have your own website that you made of your ancestors. Tell us about that.
Well, I made the website. My sister did all the research. It's called thomasancestors.com. And anybody that's a Thomas can go there and look. It may help them out in their search. And it goes back to the early 1800s.
So this has been a phenomenon of people and a hobby of people for how long now, Ed, going on?
It's been going on for, you know, 50 years. The Mormons are really interested in it. They've been doing this for over 100 years, but when the computers come out and the internet come out around the mid-1990s, it just took off. There's thousands of people now getting interested in this, and there's all sorts of products and services online that will help you in your search. But it's incredible.
Well, my sister, she'll pack up on the weekend and go for the whole weekend and go up and go through gravesites.
Oh, I've done that too.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Yeah, and, you know, to try to find a certain grave or whatever and get information off of it, and then see who's buried next to them and make sure everything's, what the tree is.
It's crucial when you do go to cemeteries, look at everybody buried right around, the ones you know, because there's a very good chance they're connected, no close relative.
Back then, maybe not so much now, though, really, because you tried to find a cemetery plot now.
Sometimes
it's tough, unless you go to a new place.
Well, I think this cemetery that Ed found, and we went out and confirmed that, and I remembered as a child being taken to this cemetery in Mossy Springs and Sharp Chapel in Union County, and there is a Robert Brantley there who died in the 1700s, and that's the oldest one that I imagine that is in the state of Tennessee. But are all of your relatives in Tennessee mostly?
Are they
in multiple states?
Well, it's North Carolina and Tennessee, Elizabeth, and up in that area. But North Carolina.
And Ed showed me where in our clan that going back that someone married out of the family and then married back into the family.
They didn't know they were related.
And they didn't know. They didn't have any idea.
They were like second cousins. They'd left the area, come back, and apparently had very similar interests. So they were attracted to each other, and nobody knew they were connected until recently when we started going back and doing the family history.
Well, let's go ahead.
Dr. Jones, I'm just thrilled. Like, in my ancestry, I've got a famous Civil War spy. He was with the Union, and he wrote a book. And there's actually a book written, and I brought it in and showed it to Ed. And Ed said he was very proud of one of his ancestors who they hung for stealing a horse.
That's true.
we've got a lot of pride going on with our ancestors.
We got a lot of pride going on with our ancestors.
Well, go ahead. I know for every famous person you find about 10 outlaws.
And if you're looking at your ancestry, how many do you think most people find that they're either related to Elvis Presley or
anybody famous?
Yeah, right? Some famous people.
You find them in there.
Yeah.
In fact, I found out you're 8th cousin to Elvis Presley, as am I.
Oh, is that right?
You're 8th cousin to Elvis? Cousin.
Hubba, hubba.
Really?
Yeah, he's got that hound dog in him.
Wow. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about how, for our listeners, and we'll take your calls if you want to ask a question or share your experiences on this, 865-243-8255. What's the easiest way for someone to get started?
Best thing to do, you need to find a media for recording data, and I highly recommend using a computer. Some people still do it on paper, but if you're like me and you get 55,000 names in your program,
holy smoke,
you don't want to do it with paper. Let the computer do it, and get a good Family Tree Maker program. You can order them online. I use Family Tree Maker, and it's easy to find that. You also need to check out the local genealogy society. Here in Knoxville, we have the McClung Museum across from the Tennessee Theater. They have courses on how to do your family history, and there might be 5 to 10 people in each one of those classes, so you can get some individual, teaching for doing this. And they also have a lot of resources there at that library. So connect up with whatever your local genealogy library is. And the other thing,
They just had a convention here or something, wasn't it?
They did last year. I think it was last fall.
Wasn't it on genealogy, though? For a weekend or something, they all got together?
It was a full week.
Yeah. Oh, was it a full week? Well, I was amazed, but that was at the convention center. I was amazed that they had conventions.
At what point in your family do you start? Do you start with your grandparents, your great-grandparents?
Generation.
You start with your generation or my generation?
The reason for that, there is a privacy issue for the recent generations. A lot of the records do not get released for a certain number of years. For example, census records are very useful, but those things are considered sensitive and not released to the public for 72 years.
Holy cow.
So you have to start with your immediate family, talk to everyone, ask them lots of questions, write their birth dates, death date, whatever you know about them. Try to locate your family Bibles, because there's a lot of information there. There's two other sources. Go to the cemeteries, your family cemeteries, and get the birth dates, death dates.
A lot of them used to be on farms where they were buried, on a family farm or something.
That's true. I'm amazed how far back some of these, cemeteries go, in time. Mm-hmm. I've seen stones in the 1700s.
Holy smokes.
Not everybody could afford a stone then, but a lot of people did. So get the information from the cemeteries. If you get a death date, you can always go to a local newspaper. Mm-hmm. You know, they usually put those things on microfilm. McClung has all the Knoxville Journals and Sentinels. Mm-hmm. If you've got a death date, you can find an obituary. So that's the fourth source for getting the more recent information.
Mm-hmm. Or you could call my sister, and she would help you out.
Well, I think it's a fun thing to do. And if someone in the family will start doing this, like Bob's sister or Ed, what you did for me, I mean, it's just remarkable. I mean, I love it. I go and watch it and check, click here and click here and look at all these people going. So one of the things that we want you to talk about is in your family, one of the things that I think is just so bad to happen is that when people don't pass down information and then somebody dies.
That's a problem.
That's a problem because if there's someone who's elderly in your family and part of your family, you need to go talk to them. Sit down with them for an hour or 2 hours and just ask them every question you could possibly ask them about the family.
Record it.
Because once they're gone, that part's gone. There's nothing to pass on.
In my case, you know, my dad's family was from Whitley County, Kentucky. They did not have any court records until about 1930. And the only records available was what my first cousin, Vicky, she's the one who got me interested in this. She tracked down over 12,000 people on my dad's side, and she got the information almost entirely from going through family Bibles. You can't just go up to that county now and start knocking on doors. It's not as safe as it was when she did this.
Yeah.
But I spent my first year, because I took over for her, and I've taking the family far beyond that. But the first year, I spent nearly every evening just typing those 12,000 names into my program so I would have it in my own copy.
So you've got it now. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Now, if you want to talk about this, your ancestry, then give us a ring, 865-243-8255, 865-243-8255. Our text line is also open for you. Just start your message with the letters NOX and just send it to 41513. Our guest is Dr. Ed Jones, and we're talking about genealogy. And we've got Mike Howard broadcasting live down at the Boys and Girls Club book sale that's going on.
That's right, guys. I'm hanging out down here with Ernie and all the wonderful volunteers from the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. We're here at the Million Dollar Book Sale going on tonight till 8 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday from 9 till 8 and Sunday from 1 to 6. We're over here at the Ed Financial Center, Seven Oaks Drive in Kingston Pike. Very easy to find. Look for the big book sale sign. Look for the big yellow and red sign on the building back here. The WNOX truck is here. We'll be here till noon today. I tell you what, we already got some folks going through some of the amazing selection of books here. $40 get you a big empty box. You fill that box up with all these books. They're all brand new books. Great Christmas gifts. You can get yourself something, get your kids something, get everybody in your family something, because there's nothing better than a gift to give than a wonderful book and spend many, many hours of reading. But not only do you do that, but you also help out more than 5,600 kids in Knox, Blount, Loudoun, and North Anderson counties that are served by the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Tennessee Valley. So it's going on right now. We're here, like I said, till noon. I've got some t-shirts. I've got some W1OX stuff. Stop by, say hi, but be sure and bring along some money and help out this incredible group and get yourself some great bargains. In the meantime, it's Mike Howard here on WNOX.
When the weather gets bad, the team gets stronger. Listen for live WATE 6 Storm Team Severe Weather Updates now on 100.3 WNOX.
Hey, folks, it's Ed Brantley here for Honda Morristown. You know, some big things are going on right now at Honda Morristown. We're having our big construction reduction sale. We're remodeling the entire store. Everything is changing around. And we've got inventory everywhere. So much inventory that we've lowered the prices. Everything must go. Like this 2012 Honda Civic, a four-door LX model for only $18,177. That's with 0.9% APR, too. Or how about a 2012 Honda Accord, four-door LX for just $21,977. Again, 0.9% financing if you like. You know, I bought two Hondas at Honda Morristown. Why? Because I found they have the best prices on the map. There's a lot of Honda dealers in the Southeast, but I found the best prices at Honda Morristown, and you will too. Drive to Honda Morristown, right on AJ Highway. I did, and you can too. Or give them a call at 423-581-0987. Or better yet, go to HondaMorristown.com.
If you love your house, I know how you can love it even more. I'm Dick Sturkey, and I want to share some very good information about Pools by Heritage. They've been building some of the finest pools in East Tennessee for over 25 years. From the Smokies to La Follette, Tellico Village to Morristown, and of course, all over the Knoxville area. I've known Charlie Martin and the folks at Pools by Heritage for many years, and top quality and the finest workmanship is where they place the most importance. When you go to poolsbyheritage.com, you can follow the steps they'll take in building a gunite pool for you. Residential, commercial, huge projects, and small. Pools by Heritage is the one to call. By the way, if you're a victim of hail damage to your existing pool and deck, call Pools by Heritage today. Call Charlie Martin at 865-389-0736 or go to poolsbyheritage.com. Now, back to the first of this message. Let Pools by Heritage add a pool to the house you love, and you'll love it even more. Home sweet home.
Call on us, Construction Plus, the design build specialists.
Whatever your building needs, use the construction company that is building excellence. Construction Plus, offering design build technique where the designer and the builder work together from day one. Design build works because it integrates the design and the construction process. One source, one contact, one phone call. Design build is becoming the dominant process across America because it works. And Construction Plus is a design build specialist. When professionalism matters, when value matters, call East Tennessee's Design Build Specialists, Construction Plus, at 865-675-3600 or visit constructionplus.com and experience the difference.
Call on us, Construction Plus, the Design Build Specialists.
Hi, I'm Olympic figure skater Peggy Fleming. Achieving better health through physical activity doesn't have to be an Olympic effort. I get a lot of my exercise by chasing around my three young grandsons. Family is important to me. I lost my father and sister to heart disease. That's why I've teamed up with the American Heart Association's START initiative to spread the word about physical activity, like brisk walking. Join me.
They say it's his birthday, folks. It's Ed Brantley. We just sang happy birthday to him, and he had to have some cake, and now he feels like he's...
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I just wanted to thank
49.
You. 49. I'd like to thank you. Actually, the birthday Sunday, but I'd like to thank you for not putting Papaw on the cake. So
we were thinking Gramps.
Yeah, Gramps. Happy birthday, Gramps. Yeah, that's right. All right. Janet's on the line. Got a question for Dr. Jones. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. Good morning. I am trying to track down a husband of my great-great-grandmother. I have a notice. I mean, I have an actual clipping from a newspaper that has the event. It gave a slight address where it was, but she divorced the man and 4 years later remarried a famous photographer, and he dropped the old name, the Mosley, and picked up the new name of the father.
You trying to find the name of the first husband?
I'm trying to get any information on her first husband, and I've run into a block wall. There's no record that I can find.
If you can find, depending on where it is, find the closest genealogy library. They're all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know his name, you might find a marriage record. Unlike some of these other things, birth certificates, mm-hmm. marriage records are not considered sensitive. Those things are released. Okay. You can go to the county and start looking through those.
Okay. I do know that he is from Tennessee, and they married in Wisconsin.
Okay, Wisconsin would have their marriage certificate. They release those immediately for financial reasons. Say if you go out and get a mortgage or something, the banks need to know if you're actually married.
So she can do that from here online, get it from Wisconsin?
I'm not sure if Wisconsin's on Ancestry.com, but I know the Tennessee marriage records are on Ancestry.com, with the exception of Knox County, you know, the three largest counties. And it's just due to the sheer volume of names.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. I'll let it go with that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
You can, you know, if you do have Ancestry.com, they do have a lot of records. I presume you've already done that. But check with the local genealogy society up there in Wisconsin, and you might have to make a trip up there.
All right. Tell me, good or bad, birth records. Good place to look or bad place to look?
Bad. They do not release those.
Okay. So forget the birth records. What about marriage records?
Those are released immediately, all states.
All states, you can find out the marriage records. What about obituaries?
Those are generally going to be in the local newspapers. Uh-huh. Those things are microfilmed at some point. Here in Knoxville, you can go to McClung Museum across from the Tennessee Theater, and they have all the microfilms of the Knoxville Journals and Sentinels.
What about military service records?
The enlistment records, World War II registration records, those are released immediately. The service records for veterans are not released until the last veteran of a particular war passes away, and 5 years later, they'll be released. So in about 4 years from now, the World War I service records are released, but the enlistment records are already released immediately.
Draft registration cards, are they released?
Yes.
Okay. Casualty lists from wars.
Yeah, those are released. A lot of times you have to go to the National Archives to find those.
All right, and we'll talk about some other categories, too. First, we want to get Wayne on the air. Good morning, Wayne. You're on the air with Dr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning. My question is there any way to locate a grave site when apparently no one at the church knows where the grave site was? When I was 5 years old, my mother and my father divorced. I know where my father was buried by going back to the obituary and the funeral home, but no one actually knows where in the cemetery he was buried.
Hmm.
So I presume he doesn't have any...
No marker, no map, no plot.
I had a friend that went all the way to Germany to look for a relative. He knew the name of the cemetery, where it was at. He got there. There wasn't one stone. He talked to the guy in the church, and he said, you couldn't read any of them, so we took them all out. But I can tell you within 1 foot where his headstone used to be.
So what would be the advice to this caller, Wayne? Should he go to that community and look at some older people in the community that might remember it?
That's what I would do, and see if you can find anyone that does have this information in their family Bible. But sometimes they didn't have a headstone.
Does that help, Wayne?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, good luck.
All right, what about census records?
Those are a good source. You know, the census started in 1790. Unfortunately, they only put the head of the household's name on them and number of family members. They didn't start putting the individual family names in these census records until 1850. But they're a fantastic source for getting all the family names. And they go up until 1930. You know, the government does not release them for 72 years, and sometime next year, the 1940 records will be released to the public.
So you can't get anything newer than 1930 right now?
That's correct.
So what's the site to that? You go to just Google census records?
Well, the best site is just to join Ancestry.com. Okay. You don't have to get the international records. It costs more to be a member to get those, but the census records, they're all indexed. They have electronic name indexing for everyone in there, so you can search for them and then go to the exact page.
Why not just do a vacation to Salt Lake City?
That's a good place to go.
I understand it's just incredible to go there. You just flew out there, and they give you free access, right?
Yeah, you just walk right in. You got people at the desks right there ready to help you get started. They don't charge you. The only thing you pay is for the trip out there, the motel room, and
it's a beautiful city.
And 5 cents a copy for anything.
Five cents a copy.
But now, that is it true that that is the best source in the United States to research your family?
It's the largest in the U.S., and I'll tell you, I was impressed. Last October when I was out there, there were people from France and Germany. And really? I stopped and I introduced myself and chatted with them for a few minutes. And they said it's easier to get their records at Salt Lake City than it was to drive around their countryside trying to find this stuff.
Amazing. You want to take another call from Dwight? Good morning, Dwight. You're on the air.
Good morning. I had a question about DNA. Have you been involved in that? That seems to be a new thing that is going on where they can kind of pinpoint your heritage that way.
Yes, that's a new thing. It's very interesting. It does have limitations. What most people use DNA for is to track the Y chromosome from the male to male. If you say in my case, I've got an example. We came to a dead end with the Thomas John Jones, my great-great-grandfather, just because that name is so common. We can't figure out where he comes from. Mm-hmm. We do think his father's name was Elijah. Now, somebody along the line tracked their history down to Elijah. If they were willing, now they had to be a male, the last name Jones, but if they were willing to do the Y chromosome DNA, and then I did it and matched up the markers, it would prove that Elijah was indeed Thomas John Jones' father. They also have mitochondrial DNA to allow you to track the female to female to female, you know, chain, but the problem there is the last name's changing every time they get married. And so it's not used as often because of that. It's generally the Y chromosome. There is another type of DNA. You can do the autosomal, where you don't have to look at those two specific, and it will let you know if you're related to somebody. But unfortunately, it's only sensitive back to five generations. And so that's limited, but that's a very expensive one to do the autosomal. You're talking about $1,000.
As complete as we are now with keeping records and computers and things like that, 100 years from now, people will be able to look back and just quickly tell you probably who they're related to and where they came from. And because right now it's like we're walking around in the dark, kind of feeling our way around people that do this, isn't it? I mean, it's almost Stone Age stuff we're doing to try to find out where we're from in a lot of instances. Well,
the Church of the Latter-day Saints, you know, the Mormons, are trying to create a world family tree. They want everybody in it. It's just part of their religion to reach out and find all their cousins. They are trying to make this huge database. And eventually, it's just going to be very easy for people to look this stuff up. Of course, the last three generations, you get into that little privacy thing, like your children and stuff. Mm-hmm. The way I connected Ed, I'd heard rumors from a guy that hunted up there in Chuck Swan. He said, Ed Brantley's related to those Brantleys. That's when I looked your email up and sent you that email. But I didn't know how you were connected until you told me who your grandfather was. Once you told me that, it was like I had him in the program, but I didn't have anyone below him. But once I got that information, boom, turned out we're fourth cousins.
It started cranking then. We went all the way back to the 1600s. Man, I tell you, it's amazing to look at this tree. I'm famous, Bob.
Most of them had records because most of them had records.
except for that ancestor got hung up in Granger County for stealing a horse. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Jones and your calls. If you've got a question, call us right now at 865-243-8255. We'll get you right on the air. I want to tell you about an automobile company service department that's really remarkable. It's Harper Acura. Now, here's what happened to me when I go in there to get my Acura worked on, okay? Yeah. I go in and the service manager says, Ed, what do you need done today? And I said, well, I want my oil changed, tires rotating. He said, okay. He writes this thing down here, and he says, come on in, sit in our customer lounge if you want to. And I'm kind of hesitant at going in there and sitting in those hardback chairs, you know, with nothing to do.
Twiddling your thumbs.
Right. You go in there, and folks say, listen, they've got Wi-Fi. They'll give you an iPad to use. They have a computer for you could use while you wait if you don't bring your own. They have a fax and copier machines right there for you so you can work at the spot. They have free Starbucks coffee, hot tea. Over here, he says, now, this is the refrigerator. It's full of cold drinks, all types of things. And this over here, this cabinet is full of snacks. Just help yourself with anything that you want. And if you do need to go on to work and you're not going to wait while that car is repaired, if you have an appointment for that service, they'll give you a loaner car. Not just any loaner car. They give you a brand new Acura to drive. Oh, man. I mean, it's worth getting your car fixed, going to drive around in a new car once in a while. You know what I mean? Feeling good, right?
You take it down there and just get your car washed.
You got it. And when they bring it back, they give it back to you. Your car's been washed, vacuumed out. Imagine that. Now, a week from today, on Black Friday, they have a special I want to tell you about. You can get the oil change. Now, this is for Acura customers. You get the oil change of 5 quarts of oil, filter, tire rotation, top off all fluids, multi-point inspection, car wash, and vacuum for $29.99. $29.99 for all of that. Plus, you get all the services and the customer.
Oh, I'm just going to go down there to spend the day.
Go down and see Linwood Garrett and just have some fun, have some refreshments and things. Harper Acura Service Department, 9739 Kingston Pike. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. You'll love them. Promise that.
Morning. The weather is brought to you by Jim Caldwell Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. From the WNOX Weather Center, this is Kim Sims-Thomas with a look at your local forecast. For Knoxville and the surrounding area today, sunny, low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. Game day Saturday, sunny, windy, upper 50s. For Southeast Kentucky today, sunny, near 52. Tonight, clear, mid-20s. Saturday, sunny, windy, upper 50s. The big finish is on at Jim Caldwell Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. The all-new Dodge Caliber Express is only $13,988. Keeping you informed, we are 100.3 WNOX.
Your home for Fox News Radio, 100.3 WNOX.
If you plan to review your Medicare supplement options, you don't have much time. This year's annual enrollment period continues only through December 7th. For serious advice, I invite you to call us at TIS Insurance.
Here I am, knocking on the door of 65, and I know I need to find out all I can about Medicare and the supplements that's available to me, but I hardly know where to start. How do you know what's available, or how to decide what plan is right for me or you? When I heard there were 52 coverage options, I knew I had to have qualified and informed professionals to guide me through this selection process. And fortunately, I called TIS. Their advisor, Jamie, did a full analysis of my medical cost and helped me narrow my choices so I could select the plan that works best for me and my family. TIS made it easy. Your agent matters. Choose wisely. My name is Ed Brantley, and I choose TIS.
TIS welcomes the opportunity to work with you. For a comprehensive review of your Medicare supplement options, call Jamie Honeycutt with TIS today at 865-691-4847.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Home Accents Holiday 300-count icicle lights, now just $7.48 a box. You save $2 on every box, so you can stretch more of those lights along your roof lines and more of your budget throughout the season. Make the holidays even brighter with 300-count icicle lights, just $7.48. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Glazed ham, cheesecake. The holidays are so close, I can almost taste them.
You can at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event. Sample delicious entrees, desserts, and more. And everyone's invited.
It's the perfect time to taste and join.
Sign up at the event and get a $10 gift card, plus a $20 gift certificate good the day after Thanksgiving, November 25th.
I'm there.
Don't miss the samples and savings at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 18th through the 20th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sam's Club, savings made simple. $20 gift certificate good with $50 purchase.
Who can get you 4 Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and a $70 prepaid MasterCard after mail-in rebate? Fisher Tire, your Michelin dealer. Just drop by any Fisher Tire location and buy a set of 4 new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires from October 31st through November 28, 2011. Get the safe grip you need this winter and get a hold of $70, too. The Michelin LTX MS provides solid all-season control and excellent mud and snow traction, all with a quiet, comfortable ride. If you're driving a sedan or minivan, ask for the Michelin Hydro Edge. The Hydro Edge provides outstanding hydroplaning resistance, superb wet handling, and braking in any weather. You'll be ready for anything with Michelin. Ask for them at Fisher Tire. And while you're there, find out why replacing compressed air with N2-cell dry nitrogen is the best thing you can do for your tires. 3 locations to serve you. Kingston Pike and Bearden on Broadway and on the Pike and Farragut. Or go to FisherTireCompany.com to see all of our specials. See how the right tire changes everything with Michelin.
See redemption form at any Fisher Tire location for complete offer details. Offer expires 11/28/2011. Void where prohibited. Card decision by Century Pursuant and license from MasterCard.
what? It's 9:42. We'll do it the real way. 865-243-8255. Talking with Dr. Ed Jones, genealogy. And we got a lot of callers here, so we'll just head right on into these phones. Good morning, David. You're on the air.
How you doing this morning?
Great, buddy.
Well, I was going to tell you, on my grandmother's side, a guy that did mine has like 145,000 names in his database. He did mine on my grandmother's side. It goes back 104 generations.
How many generations?
104.
100.
That's amazing. You must have some kings in there, because once you get back to the Magna Carta, yeah, there's very few records, unless you run into, you know, a series of kings and queens.
Wow.
Well, there is some. It's surprising when he told me this, because I didn't pay him to do it. But he, it's the Opal line that goes through Sevier County, Dolly Parton's line.
What about
that? That's interesting.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing that, David.
That's about the most names I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's a lot of names. Hey, Deanna, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to share that my mother had found a genealogy book written on my grandfather's side of the family. Actually, my grandfather, he's not alive, but he was, that's how close in our family tree that we found the last family name, you know, referenced in this book. And interesting, it goes back to the 1600s to Switzerland, and that my family had actually, they were settlers of the Ohio Valley. And my mother had found the book in Cleveland, Ohio, in the public library. I don't recall how she found it. All I know is I got a copy of it, which was wonderful. And the book was written by a Presbyterian minister. I found out there was a lot of Presbyterians in my family line. And that I could actually trace my family tree to the American Revolution, and that would qualify me to be an official daughter of the American Revolution.
That's interesting.
Wow.
It's interesting about that book. You know,
I know. It was just bizarre to me that she came across this book, and I don't know. I never did find out how or why. It's been so long ago, and I thought it would be easy now to just fill in the blanks just from my grandfather. I mean, I've got grandchildren now, yeah, so it'd be like, you know, about three generations, you know.
Thanks, Deanna.
But, the other thing I wanted to ask you quickly is, mm-hmm, can you go online to, like, places like cities where you could find, like, a death certificate, a marriage certificate? Do they have that information online?
Some states have them online. Death certificates are online for Kentucky, but they don't have the marriage certificates online, but they're still publicly available if you go to the state. Tennessee has the marriage certificates online, but not the death certificates.
So they're just different from state
to
state.
Text that says, thank you. I've searched and searched and never thought of marriage certificates. I've looked since I was 18. I'm now 47. Another one said, thank goodness to his search, he was able to find a birth mother after 52 years.
Wow.
Yeah. What about that? That's pretty amazing, too. All right, Thomas, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I got a question about first-generation Americans.
All right.
Yep. For example, my father from Germany came here in 65, and my mother from Korea came here in 68. Where do I start on that?
On the Korea side?
Yeah, the Korea side, the German side. Do we go to the local municipalities in the regions that they're from?
Sometimes you might have to go over there. I don't know exactly what Korea has done. I don't have any Koreans in my family history. But I do know Salt Lake City. They do have a floor. It's the first basement level. They have all the international records. And you'd be amazed how many microfilms that the Mormons have made over the last 100 years.
Wow.
If Korea had those records, there's a good chance it's going to be in that library.
All right, thanks for your call. And we'll get some more calls on quickly. If you want to get online at 865-243-8255. It's the reason why the Mormon Church doing this is because of their belief that that everyone has to be baptized before going to heaven, and that if they will baptize you in your name if you're already dead and you didn't have the opportunity to be baptized.
I've heard but I haven't been able to confirm that.
I mean, why would they research all of these names to know everyone on Earth?
It's not just for the fun of it.
No, it's not for the fun. No,
it's
they're not
in
doing
their
it
Bible.
For
no.
And they're not doing it for money. I mean, there's some reason why they hold these, and that's, God bless them. I mean, that's fine and dandy. Now we're going to find out near the end of the show some more information about who can do these things for you too. But Bob, you got a message here for us.
I do. The holidays are approaching; they're getting close. You know, starting the first of next week, we might as well just say Christmas is here. Honda Yamaha of Knoxville on Clinton Highway. They're overstocked with bikes, ATVs, and accessories. Like, for example, I've been in the showroom and walked through it. They're cram packed with these ATVs. Now, if you do hunting or you're working on the farm, riding the trails up at Wind Rock Mountain, that Ed goes up there and rides his ATV. It's now's the time to see the 2012 Honda Yamaha ATVs. You also can see the Foreman ATVs, more powerful, fuel-injected, liquid-cooled engines, improved suspension. The seat's even more comfortable. You can do select four-wheel drive and even power steering on an ATV. Yamaha Grizzly and Raptor ATVs start as low as $2,700. And also, they have a brand new showroom in there of accessories, and they have the Fox. This stuff says Fox on it. That's the biggest stuff going with these kids. Fox gear, they are the place to go for the largest selection of Fox gear. Also, if you got the small riders, they have play bikes in stock for the youngest of the riders, starting with the Honda CRF 50F for only $1,340 and 1.99 financing. So check it all out online. Honda of Knoxville.com or Yamaha of Knoxville.com. Easy to get to off Clinton Highway, exit off I-640 Knoxville Bypass. Go 1 mile north. Here's their phone number, 688-8484. Tell Tyler that Ed and Bob sent you over there. He loves us and we love him. Honda and Yamaha of Knoxville. At 949, our very own Mike Howard's broadcasting live just down the street.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it. And yes, as Bob said, Christmas time is upon us, so of course you want to make that holiday dollar stretch. Well, I'll tell you what, here's a great thing you can do today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Matter of fact, till 8 o'clock tonight, from 9 till 8 tomorrow, and from 1 to 6 on Sunday, come down to the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley Million Dollar Book Sale going on at Financial Center, Seven Oaks Drive. Very easy to find. Look for the WNOX truck. We're here till noon today. Look for the big yellow and red sign that says Book Sale, and you're going to stumble into a room, a 15,000 square foot room that's just packed with brand new books. And for only $40, you can get to fill a giant box with all these new books. I mean, you can get stuff for your kids. They've got audio books. They've got every type of book you can think of. There's gifts. There's all kinds of stuff in here. And it's all going to help out the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and spend $40. I'm going to get Ed a box of books for his birthday. So don't tell anybody. But it's going on today till 8 o'clock. I'm here today till noon. You need to come down and check it out, because I'm telling you, they're helping out more than 5,600 kids in Knox and the surrounding areas. The Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. It's the book sale going on now. I'm going to be here till noon. Come down, say hi, get a new T-shirt, and get yourself some incredible books for the holidays. It's Mike Howard here on WNOX.
Clearly, your best choice for news talk. 100.3 WNOX.
Ever wonder what the difference is between a bank and a credit union? The two big differences are ownership and cooperation. Credit unions such as UT Federal Credit Union are owned by you and me, the members of the credit union. And credit unions share things too. That's why UT Federal has more than 4,000 branches and 28,000 ATMs all across the country. All you have to do is love orange to join today at UT Federal Credit Union. Learn more online at utfcu.org. UT Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The grand hello is a breath of fresh air. You have a child that's away at school, or you have a parent that lives alone. Your grandparents live in another city. So how can you make sure the first thing every day that they're safe, secure, and healthy while you're still trying to do your job and take care of your own life? GrandHello.com. You know, in the next 5 minutes, you could be signed up and trying out your 3-week free trial and start getting reports every day. And this is not intrusive. Each day, your VIP gets an automated call asking if they're okay. With a simple push of a phone keypad, they can respond, and within seconds, you get a call or a text or an email telling you when your VIP responded and how they're feeling today. It's too easy, and you get a free 3-week trial to see if it works for you. There's no special equipment to buy. All you need is a touch tone phone. Get peace of mind for you and for your loved ones. GrandHello.com or 865-588-1179. Visit GrandHello.com today.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages worn and
7 minutes now before 10 o'clock. Final few minutes of the Ed and Bob Show this week, this Friday. We appreciate you joining us this week. We've got Dr. Ed Jones with us in studio talking about genealogy. And Marilyn, you're next on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
My question is on Native American heritage. Of course, you know, we've all heard that your great-great-grandmother was an Indian princess. And my problem is I can find the great-great-grandmother that I think is in that line, but then everything drops off.
Indians did not keep records.
Well, and apparently what I understand is that most of the Indians that came into the white society just kind of blended in and totally left behind any Native American and became white.
Well, they did not want to be, that's correct. They did not want to be moved out to Oklahoma. They married in. There were a lot of wives dying around that time from childbirth. And, you know, you needed a mom in the house to take care of the family while the dad was out plowing the fields. So it was a very good opportunity. A lot of times, it's difficult to even find out if somebody's an Indian unless you get one of those rare photographs, you know, on the metal plates back in 1850s. You can usually tell if they're Indian from those photographs. We found several in our family that way.
Well, I've got a picture of my great-great-grandmother, 1893, and she looks it, and of course everybody said, you know, she looked like an Indian, that she her grandmother was an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
But I get so far, I've gotten back to 1836, and that's where it drops off.
Well, that's just one of those things, you run into a dead end after a point. Yeah. But it's interesting if you have an Indian. I'll tell you what I'm interested in is find out what their Indian name is.
And also, if you do have that Cherokee blood, you can get money from the over at the casino. I know some people here in East Tennessee that get a check every month, some as much as $1,000, because of, depending on how much Indian blood you have.
You have to be 1/16th, and you have to be 1/16th of somebody listed in 1924 Baker Roll.
There you go. See, Ed knows. Matt, you're on the air.
Yeah, and I just want to know, how could you find out your heritage? Like, what bloodline you're in? Are you, you have Indian blood, you're Irish, you know, what, all that stuff. How you find that out?
Well, if you want to find out the quick way without actually doing your family history, you can, there's a different type of DNA test that Ancestry can do, and they will give you a map of the world and tell you your genes are 10% from this area, 25% from this area, and that will give you an idea. But it doesn't give you the
Ancestry.com.
How much does that cost?
And do it that way.
That costs in the ballpark of about $300.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Now, there are people that will do these things for you, that will look it up for you. Ed was telling me here during the commercial break that if you go to your local Latter-day Saints church, and they will do it, they'll look up your ancestors for a fee. And I don't know what that fee is, but they will do it. And
what they do is they have contact to the Salt Lake City Library. But you have to have that first three generations so that they have a starting point.
If you don't know any of it?
No.
Oh, man.
Go to family reunions, do whatever you can, but they have to have a starting point, because
I'm 30 years old and I've never been to a family reunion. Yeah. None of my family has them.
Plus those people you really don't want to meet.
Yeah. Well, you gotta start. Do you know who your father is?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, he passed away, but...
Yeah, well, that's where you got to start. You got to start at his grave. That's exactly where you go. His grave, then look at the graves around it. You start there, go to that county courthouse. You start with the last person that you know that's dead.
If you get the grandfather, you can usually forward that on to the Church of the Latter-day Saints, and they'll help you for $45 an hour.
You got to start at the last...
Did you read this text that says you're right?
No, it doesn't.
This text says, Ed, you're right. The Mormons are trying to pray their ancestors into heaven.
Oh, well. And also, Jack Jenkins sent us a, I guess this is a Twitter here. It says, breaking news, Oklahoma State says women's basketball coach, assistant, and two others have been killed in a plane crash.
Oh, my goodness.
Sad. Yeah, that's sad. So, and I don't know if they're coming back from that game last night or what. Well, Dr. Jones, thank you for being with us this morning again. It's fastest hour in radio, right?
Well, I appreciate being here. It's fun.
We'll do it again sometime. Dr. Ed Jones, our guest this morning. This is a remarkable fella. He is a nuclear scientist, decides he's bored with that, so he goes back to school and gets his medical degree, and now he's doing genealogy. Wow. And locally, now the way people can reference their family locally is how? McClung Museum?
McClung Museum's probably the best place to start, or I'll give my email out, just, you know, I'll do my best to reach it. It's ed@ecjones.org.
Okay. ecjones.org. And we'll put that up on our site, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Good luck to you. Look forward to seeing you,
too. Good luck to everybody
cousin.
Out there
hey,
doing
cousin.
Their business.
Cousin? That's
double
right.
Cousins.
Double cousins.
You and Elvis. Hey, we'll put this up at edandbob.com. In life, there's no next time. It's now or never.
Unless you're a Mormon.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be broadcasting live 3 to 6 at Aubrey's Middlebrook at Cedar Bluff Road. Thanks, Shine. Thanks, Brad and Edward. Happy birthday to Ed Brantley.
Give me that drum. Let me play on that drum today.
Here we go.
Thank you, Bob. Here we go.